Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, for your question. Yes, indeed. We have been working since 2020 with ANTET in a very interesting project, which is the DODR project. The DODR project aims to be the first step towards the implementation of the online dispute resolution for consumers in Indonesia and Thailand. It assesses beneficiary needs, benchmark international best practices, strengthen local capacities, and use emerging technologies to overcome development challenges and deliver consumer dispute resolution. If the project is successful, it could be expanded to other countries. Let me start with the basic foundation of the project, which is trust. Trust is essential to foster international trade. Without trust, it is impossible to harness the potential of cross-border trade in improving the lives of consumers. In that regard, the 2021 DODR project research paper entitled Consumer Trust in the Digital Economy, the Case for Online Dispute Resolution, revealed that in the digital age, online dispute resolution mechanism can serve as a trusted intermediary between business and consumers. This is all the more needed in the current context. Like in many other nations, the COVID-19 pandemic has precipitated monumental shifts in the way people in Indonesia live, work, buy, and interact with one another. It impacted the economy strongly, slowing Indonesia's GDP growth by -2.07%. Despite the escalating challenges, the recovery effort began to bear fruit in 2021. Indonesia GDP growth bounced back to 3.69%, approaching the government growth target of 3.7 until 4.5%. As the National Consumer Protection Agency of Indonesia, signed by the President of Republic Indonesia, BPKN wants consumers to be able to benefit from the fruits of the recovery efforts. For this, we need a system that guarantees consumers that their rights will be respected. In 2019, ANTET conducted the voluntary peer review of consumer protection law and policy of Indonesia against the backdrop of Indonesia's ongoing effort to strengthen its national consumer protection system. The report notes that there are overlap in the consumer protection policies and regulations. Therefore, consumers face difficulties when seeking for redress. This the reason and motivated BPKN to take part on this DODR project. Regarding benchmarking of international experiences, the forthcoming DODR report entitled Consumer ODR in the World will analyze the characteristic of consumer disputes in the digital economy and the need for online resolution. It will address the existing legal framework for global, regional, and national ODR system, as well as its principle and design. Regarding national need assessment, the DODR project is finalizing a report entitled National Framework for Consumer Dispute Resolution in Indonesia, which gathers evidence on the implementation and effectiveness of consumer dispute resolution in the country. It further identifies practices and policy options in promoting consumer ODR and gives recommendation on the legal requirement needed to develop Indonesia ODR system. I congratulate Thailand for having successfully conducted its voluntary peer review on consumer protection law and policy, which also contains recommendation on dispute resolution and redress in Thailand. Regarding capacity building activities, Thailand and Indonesia have already benefited from two tailored training workshops on policy and technological aspects of consumer online dispute resolution. And over 150 officers have been trained so far. There are at least two more training foreseen to deepen our knowledge and build our capacity on this issue. In this regard, we would like to have a practical training or a kind of like a internship program in the country that already applied the ODR system. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, the China Silk Road Group is developing a software platform for consumer online dispute resolution with the assistance of ANTET. For this purpose, ANTET is conducting a system requirement assessment to help us critically think about what we need in the design of our ODR mechanism. As the host of G20 in 2022, under the motto, Recover Together, Recover Stronger, I'm thrilled to be participating in the DODR project, which fosters international cooperation and understanding. We will embrace this momentum for stronger commitment and concrete action to empower consumers. Finally, I would like to express my deep appreciation to the China Silk Road Group for generous funding to this project. And I would also like to congratulate ANTET DODR team's staff for its professionalism and commitment to the project and to its beneficiary countries. We have had an excellent start despite the pandemic induced constraint, and I look forward to the shared success we will harvest together in the near future. Thank you, Madam Chair.